It Takes Two, Amy Eiler, J.J. Gordon. Part of our discussion with the Voices of 2020 campaign that we did, which, by the way, you can still listen to at KFGO.com, was talking to high school seniors as they reflect on the last 4 years of their education. And the one thing that I don't think we really asked them was, okay, so what's the next step for you? And I happened to read a fascinating article today, and we're going to talk about a poll that was done and some really serious feelings that could change the way college campuses operate. On the line with us, we have Mike Brown. He's the director of communications with LendEDU.com. Mike, thanks for joining us on the Mighty 790.
Yeah, of course, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So, Mike, at the very top of this article, the thing that grabs me the most is 30% of committed high school seniors would consider not enrolling or deferring their admission if learning stays online in the fall at their chosen school. That is a huge number and a huge potential for changes to both big and small universities.
Yeah, it's actually funny you mentioned that as like one of the most interesting findings, because I really felt the same thing when I was analyzing the data. So, yeah, basically amongst high school seniors from the class of 2020 that have already committed to a school and sent a deposit to that school, 30% said that if all learning stays online starting in the fall 2020 semester, which some schools have actually already came out and said that all learning will remain virtual next semester, then they just will try not enrolling or try deferring their admission, which is a pretty big step. It's a pretty stressful step to take, but it goes to show you, you know, how much the higher education system is at risk of change because of the pandemic.
I also noted that also in those particular numbers, there's also, I believe, another 11% says if they do not offer online learning, that would change their decision as well. So you have both people who say, if it's all going to be online, I don't want to attend. I don't want to spend money at a financial or at an educational institution. But you also have people who say, if they don't offer me the opportunity to have learning online in the fall of 2020, that would make my decision different.
Right. And that was also interesting that, you know, a pretty significant amount of people also said that, kind of the duality of the entire subject, you know, because a lot of people still don't, you know, feel safe going out, and apparently they would want their college to continue on with virtual learning next semester, and if they don't, then they would consider their options. But yeah, that was certainly interesting to see such a high percentage of respondents selecting that answer choice.
I also think, just to kind of wrap up this particular question, because there were a lot of questions on this survey about what their plan is for higher education, but I also was surprised that 5% said, I don't plan on attending college in the same way if there's no sports on campus.
Right, and that's another interesting thing. You know, for a lot of these big schools, especially in the fall when football season is underway, so a lot of these big schools, you think like Michigan and USC and Texas, you know, football is a huge draw, and I'm sure a lot of students go to these schools because of football and the athletic atmosphere there. So, yeah, like you said, 5% says that if there's no sports on campus, then they will consider not enrolling or they will try deferring their admission. And I was actually reading an article about the University of Michigan, and the president there said that for the fall 2020 semester, if no students are on campus, so if they continue with virtual learning, then they won't have sports either. So it's kind of a zero-sum game we're playing here. And it makes sense. You know, if you're not going to have students, then how are you going to justify having athletes on the campus as well?
What does that mean in terms of the students who do decide to take a gap year? Did you ask any questions about whether or not they would enroll after that gap year?
So we didn't follow up with those that said they would take a gap year, and just following up on that. So amongst the high school seniors that are not yet committed and have not yet sent a deposit to any school, 43% said they are considering a gap year. So pretty significant amount of students. That's almost half the respondent base. But we didn't follow up with them to say, you know, what would be their plans after that gap year. I'm assuming if we had, a lot of them would say that they would then try, you know, enrolling in a traditional college once this pandemic stuff kind of goes away, hopefully by next fall semester. And then continuing off that, we also asked current college students from the class of 2021 or later, if they would consider dropping out and just taking time off for at least one semester. And what we found the results for that to be, we found that 14% are considering it. 15% said they will consider it only if virtual learning continues. And then 5% said that they'll consider it if virtual learning does not continue. And then 59% said no, they're not considering taking time off.
Mike, do you think that there is a trend here that we're going to see in education the same way we saw in our workforce, which is we've proved that you can work from home and still be successful? It just took a massive kick in the rear to get that thing going. Do you think colleges are going to respond? Because I'm looking at a lot of people in this survey who are saying that, you know, the coronavirus has impacted the way that they think about college. So right. If colleges started offering more online classes, more distance learning, do you think that would be the benefit? Do you think we're seeing the beginning of a new age of education in that idea?
Oh, I think we definitely are. And I've written about this quite a bit in other articles. And a lot of people have said that in a similar way that we've kind of seen this retail apocalypse, with just retail businesses getting shut out by online shopping and all that, and kind of the death of retail. A lot of people are predicting the same sort of thing for higher education, and I think what's coming out of that is a lot of students, or pretty much every student, was sent home for the fall, for the spring semester, and they were home with their parents, and they were taking these online Zoom classes or whatever, virtual learning. And I think a lot of parents who are footing the bill a lot of the times for a college education started thinking, wait a minute, this is what I'm paying $50,000 a year for. So I think what happened was we kind of stripped higher education bare. You know, you took away the campuses and the dining halls and the nice facilities, and you kind of, parents realized, okay, this is what goes into earning a college degree. And I think what will come of that is I think we'll see online college becoming a lot more competitive alternative to traditional college. I think we'll see trade schools kind of see an increase, community college kind of seeing an increase. And I think, you know, a lot, we might even see colleges try to pair with technology companies and try to offer a very robust online curriculum. But, you know, like you said, I think it's definitely the beginning of a big change when it comes to higher education. And I think it was probably coming anyway, but maybe, you know, a decade down the line, I think the coronavirus pandemic just sped everything up.
You know, a lot of the college campuses, part of the allure of the college experience is not just the classes. When you go on a tour of a college campus, you're not meeting the professors and getting an outline of the classes you're taking and understanding more about the curriculum they're offering. You're looking at their gym facilities, their student union facilities, their dining facilities, their dorm rooms, the green space on the campus, their school store. So when you think about it from that perspective, if all of that goes away, of course you would have a hard time spending that kind of money, because a large portion of the college experience is, yes, going to those classes, but they're really selling students and their parents on the entire experience of a college campus.
Right. That's definitely true. It's the learning experience, right? It's being outside of your parents' bubble for the first time, learning how to live on your own, meeting new people. I think that's definitely, you know, that's definitely a big selling point for colleges. And I know when I was visiting colleges, you know, part of the reason I selected the school I went to, University of Delaware, was when I visited, it was a beautiful day and the campus looks gorgeous. So there is definitely that side of the argument where, you know, you're not just paying for the education, you are paying for the experience.
Right. But when that experience goes away, of course, the question becomes, why are we continuing to do this, and what should it look like?
Mike, do you see a future where maybe there is a different tier in how much you pay for the education. So, for example, an online learning student might actually pay less than a physical on-campus student.
Right, and I think that would make a whole lot of sense if a college is going to continue with online learning, or if they offer maybe both options, to have the online learning be a lot cheaper. And actually what we're seeing right now, because so many students were sent home, we're seeing class action lawsuits filed against the colleges. Students are basically saying, we want some of the tuition back that we paid for this past spring semester, because we paid for the full college experience, but we didn't receive it. So it'll be interesting to see how those lawsuits go. And then going forward, I think colleges overall are going to have to drop tuition a little bit to remain competitive, you know, as online college becomes a more competitive alternative. So we've already seen the University of Michigan, they're projecting revenue losses up to $1 billion for 2020 because of the drop in demand. So I think, you know, college is going to lose some of that demand, and one of the ways to make up for that is dropping tuition prices so that the allure is still there.
Well, with 30% of people saying that if it's online, they wouldn't go back to college, that really puts a tight hold on the purse strings to get college campuses back open. And I hope that they make that decision where it's not just a dollar outweighing the health of students as well. So, Mike, this is some very interesting stuff. If people want to read more of what you've written, how can they find you online?
Yeah, so you can find us at lendedu.com. You can find this actual report here. And then we're also at Facebook at LendEDU. That's LENDEDU. And we're on Twitter at GoLendEDU as well. And we post all kind of data-driven studies like this.
Mike Brown, thank you so much for joining us here on KFGO.
Thanks for having me on.